Hello and welcome to the Connect and Grow podcast. If this is your first time listening, welcome. And please, we would love for you to like, subscribe, follow, share, all those amazing things. So here we are, yet another day. I really would love to focus on laughter, positive energy, and lifting your energy. So another a previous podcast that I've done, and you can go ahead and check it out, is around this of dealing with stress. But today I want to have some fun. Now, whatever your work is, and often because I have a lot of people that work in the NDI space, I do refer to that a little bit. But one of the things that I am noticing at the moment in life in general, so whether it's when I'm out in public, around people, I'm noticing that people are feeling stressed and worried. They're like, I've forgotten what it's like to have fun. And I actually mentioned this to a friend of mine this morning because, you know, in your phone, how memories come up, you know, and it does it in social media as well, that, you know, suddenly you're reminded of something that happened last year or 2 years or 5 years ago. Now, a lot in my life has changed, especially over the last couple of years. You know, I've gone from having people around me all the time and a dog at home to not a lot of that, like running my own business while I do get out and run events and I'm around people, then I do spend a lot of time on my own. And as a neurodivergent person, that is okay. And sometimes I really crave that. And sometimes I'll be out and around with people and I'm like, oh, please, I just need to be left alone. And it's nothing to do with those people. But how do you have that balance of having fun and enjoyment and getting on with life? So today, I'd love to focus on what makes you laugh. What brings your energy up? Now, often a lot of people who do stress management and coach you on those kind of life skills, they will talk to you about having that balance of like some meditation, some mindfulness and things like that. Awesome tools, right? Like I've used a lot of those tools. But did you know that laughter is one of the best things that you can do to raise your serotonin levels? It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you can and can't do. Even, and I've worked with a lot of nonverbal children and some adults, but primarily children. And one of the things was laughter, like just laughing. Like when was the last time you had a really good laugh to the point where you're going, stop, it hurts my stomach so much, I'm laughing that hard? Or where you just giggled away to yourself and it was like having a tune in your head that just made you feel good and you're just playing that tune over and over again, but you're playing the scenario over and over again and you're just giggling away to yourself and people look at you like, what's going on with you? What happens if you were out walking and you smiled and said, good morning, with no expectation of getting a reply, like none whatsoever? Like what if you just were out and or you're standing in line and you just smiled at the person behind you, just turned and smiled for no reason? Now, I say this with caution, like that there is a caution that comes with this, because unfortunately, there's a few people out there that might take your smile the wrong way. So just choose your audience, right? Choose your person. You know, just sum it up. Just have a quick look and go, do I feel safe smiling to this person? Yes, I do. Great, smile away. I say that because many years ago, whilst in a shopping center and I was standing in queue at this store, and I was always that person, good morning, as I walked past you. And I just smiled. I didn't expect a response. And I used to pass the same people like on a regular basis. And after a while, that actually beat me to it. And then after a while, it developed into a brief chat. How are you going? You know, I see you every day. You obviously live around here. Like, and then before we knew it, you know, we got to know more people in our community. which was great. But I remember standing in line and I was just this person that always turned and smiled, hi, how are you going? I wasn't necessarily wanting to have a chat with you. I just was like, I just wanted to smile. I just wanted to say hi. I just wanted to acknowledge somebody. Now, one day I did this to a guy in his 20s. And I had turned around to grab one of my kids just to move them in front of me as we stood in queue, and because we were about to move forward. And I turned and I went, hi. And I, you know, as I said to the guy, then I'm like, come on, just move in front of me. And the guy turned around and he goes, what are you laughing at? Are you laughing at the way I'm dressed? And I went, oops, wrong person. I wasn't actually laughing at him. I was not making fun of him. I actually hadn't noticed what he was wearing because being neurodivergent, I only notice certain things, unless that was a conscious decision to look. But I wasn't. I was more just grabbing my kid, moving my child in front of me, and then smiling and saying, hi, you know. And, you know, excuse us kind of thing. Now, he was obviously having a bad day and he decided to let everybody in the store know that he was having a bad day by yelling at me. Now, of course, this then created a scenario where my child was a bit fearful, and because, you know, it was a bit like, whoa, what's going on? But we safely got through the checkout and no harm was done to anybody. And I had a chat with my child later and explained, know, they're just having a really bad day. It's not okay to yell at other people, but they're just having a bad day. So we're safe. We're good. We went on with our day. So I do say that if you're going to do that in a queue, just maybe pick your person if you're going to do that. But why would you do it? Like, why would you smile at somebody? Why would you say good morning? Why would you nod your head? Like, why would you do your form of a greeting or acknowledgement of someone else? It's because it's a connection. Right? It is a connection to another human being. And everybody here can smile and laugh, even people with profound disabilities that cannot use words to communicate but can use other ways. And often we used to spend a lot of time with a couple of kids that I worked with who were autism level 3 and nonverbal, and some of them had inability to move their arms and things like that, where they didn't get into physiotherapy early enough. And so they had some rigidity, but we did our best to do what we could. And we always made it fun, like fun. Like, what if when you go to work, you can have some fun? What if when you go to work, you can have a time or a period where it's okay to share an appropriate joke? Like, keep it clean, people. Like, if you can see me now, I'm smiling. But, you know, an appropriate time where you connect with other people and it's not stress, stress, stress. It's not worry, worry, worry. What if it's just fun? So some fun activities that you could think about doing, and especially if you're in the industry of working with other people. And so I'm going to go with what you could do with potentially your clients versus your workspace. Okay, and then family and friends, obviously. Connect with people that are like-minded if you're choosing your audience or you're choosing your people that you want to work with. I shouldn't even say work with, but the people that you would love to connect with. So choose wisely the people that have a common interest. Now, I know people join gaming groups where they physically get together to do board games on a regular basis. So it's once a month, we're at Bill's house this month, and we're at Chris's house next month, and then we're at Angela's house the next month. And they take board games and they play board games together. And that's what they love, and they've got a similar interest in these board games and the type of board games, and they absolutely love it. Like, they really look forward to it. For other people, it might be going and having some time in the park, and then walking around the park, and then that leads to joining a walking group that walks around the park, right? Or it could be that you know other people that want to come and walk around the park or by the beach, or a running group or a bike riding group, you know, where you get out and do more of what you actually love. It could be that you learn to play wheelchair basketball, for example. You know, there is something out there for everybody. There really is. It doesn't matter what your capabilities are. There is going to be something out there for your interests. You could love painting. I do know that some people have these painting nights, and it's you get to have wine and paint. And I always am curious about that. I've never been to one, but a couple of people I know have. And I laugh because I go, yeah, does the painting work out? Because they're all doing the same painting, right? And I say, like, well, at least they're looking at the same image. Whether it turns out the same is anyone's guess. And I said, does your painting confidence grow with the more wine you have? Do you just get like, yeah, I've decided that instead of doing a tree, I'm just doing an abstract blog. Like, that's going to be super cool because, you know, you're drinking wine and you're now feeling super confident and you got a bit of you. And the people that I know that do this have a bit of a laugh about that and go, actually, yeah, you're right. It does. Like, you just go, yeah, it's cool. I love it. And then you get home and you look at it and you go, oh, I don't know what the hell that is. I don't know what I just did. But it was fun, and it was with other people, and there was as much interaction as you choose to have. So that might be your thing, or it could be that you love yoga, so you go ahead and join a yoga class. The more fun that we can have in our life, the easier it makes us cope, or gives us coping tools and strategies to deal with the stressful moments. Have you ever noticed that when you have a sad time for whatever reason, like this morning, I've been feeling sad this morning, just missing a lot of the past, missing those fun interactions, missing the playtime with my dog, like lots of different things. And I could have sat, like I shared that, how I was feeling with a friend, and I could have sat in that space of, I really miss this, and this. And then I would have got sadder. And then it would have been like, yeah, I don't want to get out of bed because, you know, when I go to the kitchen, I'm just going to be reminded of this. Or when I go outside, I'm just going to be reminded of what is no longer here. And I said to my friend, she goes, I'm here later if you want to chat. And I went, thanks. And I said, I'm just going to stay warm. It's really cold already. So I'm just going to stay warm. And, you know, start writing next month's articles for the magazine. And she's like, yeah, cool. Now, I have a choice, as does everyone else, is that have you noticed that the more you tell the sad story or the sad feelings, like, sure, get the right help, the right support, get it out, get some clarity. But the more you sit in it, the more you sit around, the tighter you become. So we go, I just want to sit and do nothing today. And then you do it and then you feel exhausted, right? So the next day you're feeling worse than you did the day before. But if you went out for a walk, or if you did a bit of housework, or if you put on some favorite music and danced, if you moved your body, and then maybe instead of watching a sad movie, you watch a happy movie. Or maybe you call a friend that you know really always, always, always has a funny story to tell. Like, always, it doesn't matter. When you talk to them, we've all got that friend, right? It's like, oh my gosh, then this happened and then that happened. And you're sitting there going, wow, like, and you're laughing. Because laughter is so important. It releases serotonin. It helps to decrease the corticosteroids, the adrenaline. I mean, there is a slightly different type of adrenaline that's released when you laugh, but you feel good. Your muscles start to relax. And from this place of happiness and smiling, guess what? You attract more people to you that are upbeat. You attract more people that have success, that have happiness in their life, that no matter what's going on, and it could be that they're, you know, going through a lot of stuff, they're dealing with a lot of stress, but they're happy. They're putting a smile on their face. Because they go, life is here to enjoy. So laughter and smiling, give it a go. Give it a go. And think of activities that you can do in your workplace that brings a bit more of that, of championing well-being in your workplace. Like, what is it that can be fun? Maybe it's we're all going to wear pink today. Even the boys have got to wear pink. Even the girls that don't really like pink, everybody's wearing pink because we're having a pink day. Or you have a colored day, right? In the sense of like, okay, guys, wear your favorite color. And then in our meeting, we're going to briefly touch on, or in our, you know, we'll have a quick get together at lunchtime, a quick coffee lunchtime on the video, especially if you work remotely, everybody gets together on the call. It's like, okay, what are you wearing today and why did you choose that color? You know, and learn why other people love vibrant orange or a burnt sienna. I said that kind of wrong. But you know, all these different shades, you know, why some people love fuchsia, and you look at fuchsia and you go, oh my God, I just really don't like fuchsia. But they love fuchsia, and you look at it on them and they go, wow, look at your eyes. They really pop. Like, wow. You know, why? Why do people love a certain color? And have it with fun. Have fun with this. This world right now at the last day of April, I think it's the last day of April, 2024, there's so much stress. I can sit here and I can talk about all the negativities that are going on in certain aspects, but I don't want to. I want to talk about fun. I want to talk about laughter. I want to talk about smiling. And I want to encourage you to stop and think about all the things that you love to do, and then have a check in. How much are you doing that? When I took up beading to make bracelets, right, it was initially a little bit of a fun thing, and then because of how my brain works, it turned into I have to make all these different types because people might want this and people might want that, and it turned into being a business rather than for fun. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and she does cake decorating, and she said the way she ended up getting orders for her cake decorating is because she started having fun with it. She did it just purely for fun. No expectation. She just wanted to do cake decorating, and she practiced and practiced and practiced, and then her cake decorating got better and better and better to the point where there's not a lot that she can't do for cake decorating. And she did it because she loves doing it. And when we do more of what we love, including the work that we do, the paid employment as well, when we do more fun than have-tos, life opens up for us. And the rewards of smiling more and being is that inner peace. For starters, it starts within us. Are you having fun? Are you laughing? Are you enjoying your life? Can you see what is amazing in your life? What is it that you can go ahead and do more of that you forgot that you used to enjoy doing? Now, I know that excuses are going to come up. And valid reasons are going to come up, you know, because one of the things I used to do all the time was go to the beach. I would be at the beach 4 to 5 times a week, right? And I was at the beach more in winter, believe it or not. In summer, I didn't go as often. And I stopped, and I am doing my best to getting back into that habit of setting the tone that at least every once a week I will be at a cafe near the beach. Like, that's kind of my goal. Once a week, that is the day that I go and I do this, and that becomes my new routine, because I'm a routine person. As much as I love spontaneity and fun, which I do a lot of that as well, I will get up at 4 a.m. and decide, yes, I'm going to the beach to watch the sunrise. Or an hour before sunset, I'm timing it. Will I get there in time for sunset? You know, so they're the kind of spontaneity things that I do. But I stopped doing it because I went, well, the price of petrol, and then I've got to get, you know, the wear and tear on the car. Like, I started to make excuses. Why not? But the cost of making those excuses and sticking with that has been how it's been easier to be away from people. But then that's not kind of who I am. I like to have my space, and it takes a lot for me to be around people. But there's got to be a balance, right? There's got to be that enjoyment of life. It's easy to sit around and do nothing, like so easy, even for a hyperactive person like myself, because the brain doesn't stop. But when you inject that combination of having fun and doing more of what you love, it could be watching football when your football team plays. It could be watching soccer. It could be playing tennis. It could be going for a walk. It could be a simple routine phone call with a friend that lifts your spirits. You know, every Saturday you talk to the same person at 9 o'clock. Like, that's what you do. It could be dancing around the house while you're vacuuming or sweeping the floor. It could be listening to your favorite music. It could be getting in the car and going, I don't know where I'm going to go, but I've got this much money and this much petrol, so let's see what happens and what we can see and what we can find. You could be one of those people that love to go exploring. It could be that you just want to watch a really feel-good movie, a funny movie, a coffee at a cafe, a coffee by the beach, tea, hot chocolate, I don't know, whatever you like to drink. It could be going out to the same place each Friday night after work. You enjoy the atmosphere. You enjoy the people that are there. Inject some more fun into your life and notice how when you do have those challenging moments, you're not as stressed and anxious. Because right now in this world, there is so much uncertainty on so many different levels. I'm not going to go into that. It's so important to have some fun and real fun. Not smiling because the camera's on you, smiling because you feel good. And when you smile and feel good more, doors open for you in most unexpected ways. So laughter, have fun and celebrate you in your way. And if you want to leave a comment around what you do and how you have fun, then please go ahead and do that, because when I share this on social media, I'll be asking that question. So we'd love to hear from you. Now, we do have the different topics in our podcast, and you're going to notice some of them are numbered one. So episode one, I think it's series one, sorry, series one, series two, series three. So the series are the like NDIS, health, fitness and well-being, neurodiversity. We may add in a weight management one, just working that out. But this is just so you can follow along. If it doesn't have a series number, it just has an episode. That's because it goes across all of the genres that we cover. We cover as many of these as possible because they actually all interlink together. The other place that you can check in with us and find some things, because we've added a fun section to our Connect and Grow magazine, is the Connect and Grow magazine, and we'd love you to subscribe to that. It's $99 for 12 months, and you get the downloadable version when you do that, or you can just buy it each month, up to you. Thank you for listening. You're all amazing people, and go out there and smile more, have some fun, and really embrace who you are.